City Hospital, reception speaking. Oh, yes, Dr. Simpson. Dr. Marlowe would like you to go to Private Ward 4A. Dunno, Doctor. I believe the patient is cutting up rough. Tonight's story begins on an early summer's evening. Everything is quiet and peaceful in the City Hospital, except for Ward 4A.
Get out!
It was Mr. Forsythe.
I told you to get out. Go away.
Oh, now stop behaving like a child, Mr. Forsythe. Oh, what are you doing? Oh, get back into your bed.
If you won't leave this room, I'll throw you out of your head. I'll throw you out.
I'll report you to Dr. Marlowe.
Stop bad breath with Colgate. Five tooth decay all day.
Colgate's active penetrating foam gets into hidden crevices between your teeth, removing decaying food particles, the cause of much bad breath and tooth decay. Stop bad breath and fight tooth decay with Colgate.
Pond's a newer skoonheid tissues. Soe sach for skoonheid sorg.
Pond's skoonheid tissues.
Pond's maakt tissues zo zacht maar twee laag sterk voor ideale schoonheidszorg. Gebruik die enigste tissues die schoonheidsdeskundigen gemaakt. Streel zachte Pond's tissues.
Coffee is like friendship. Rich, warm and strong. Have a friendly cup of Frisco. Strong, satisfying coffee in an instant. Coffee at its best. Frisco. Fresh roast, full-bodied Frisco.
He threatened to throw me out, Dr. Marlowe, but I didn't do anything.
Now, nurse, calm yourself. I'm sure you didn't. But I'm never going to find out what happened if you don't calm down and tell me the whole story.
Oh.
It's not every day we find a nurse being chased out of one of the wards by a wild-eyed man waving a hairbrush.
Well, it must have looked pretty funny. Oh, it's all right. I feel fine now. Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
That's better. Now, let's begin at the beginning, shall we?
Yes, sir. Well, as Mr. Forsythe was progressing so well, Sister said he could shave himself today. So I went into his room.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Forsythe.
No, please, nurse. That's a bit bright.
Oh, sorry. Ah, there. Is that better?
Thanks.
Of course, your eye must still be quite sensitive to the light, only to be expected. Well, now, Mr. Forsythe, I'll fix up a basin full of hot water, and then you can shave.
Oh, isn't Paddy coming to shave me today?
No. Sister says since you're so much better, you can shave yourself. There you are. Where's your razor?
It's all in the drawer.
Oh, right. Here you are. There. Oh, you look tired. Didn't you sleep well?
I'm afraid the patient in Ward 5, next door, must have been having a rough time. His moaning kept me awake. Eventually, the night nurse had to close the windows and give me a tablet.
And slept well after that?
Went out like a light.
Oh, good. Now, you need a mirror. Ah, here you are. I bought it from Mr. Gaskin next door.
Ah, thanks, nurse. I'll just put it here. Oh, I'm awfully sorry, but I'm afraid I'll need more light after all.
Oh, of course. No, certainly. Now, here's your towel and face cloth. Where do
you... No! No!
What's wrong, Mr. Forsythe? Is the light troubling you?
Oh, I feel sick.
Oh, here, let me help.
No, get away!
Is your eyes sore? Hey, why are you covering your face
Get
like
away!
That?
Get away, I tell you!
Watch out! You'll knock over the mirror. Be careful. He picked up the mirror and threw it against the wall. And then he chased me out the room.
That's peculiar behaviour. Has he ever behaved in this way previously, Nurse Edwards?
Not as far as I'm aware. I always thought him such a nice patient.
Oh, well, I suppose I'd better have a word with Dr. Simpson. He'll be on his rounds now. Thank you, nurse.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Marlowe.
Dr. Marlowe.
Oh, come on in, Brian. I was just trying to get in touch with you.
Oh, I suppose it's about the patient in Ward 4A.
Yes, I wanted to talk to you about him. How is he?
Well, he was progressing very well until...
this outburst this morning.
Yes. I thought perhaps you could throw some light on the matter, but I believe Nurse Edwards has been up here to see you.
She was. I'm afraid I'm as much in the dark as you are. You better fill me in on the case. I sent for his car, but it hasn't arrived yet.
Yes, of course. He had a growth on the left eyelid, necessitated surgical removal. We operated 5 days ago. Lab reports non-malignant. Everything had followed the usual pattern until this morning. It's all so mystifying.
Could it be the result of a sudden infection? Any sign of fever?
None, no. No, the wound is healing splendidly. I tried to talk to him, but he wouldn't even discuss the matter. However, there was a point which did disturb me somewhat.
Oh, what was that?
Well, when I entered his ward, it was quite dark. Blinds were drawn. I suggested opening them, and he became quite excited. To calm him, I had to examine his eye with the aid of a flashlight.
Strange.
That's why I've come to see you, sir. It is strange.
Oh, well, I better... Oh, excuse me, Brown. Hello?
Dr. Marlowe, this is Nurse Edwards. Sorry to trouble you, but I think you'd better come along to men's surgical.
Men's surgical? What's the trouble now?
It's Mrs. Forsyth.
Mrs. Forsyth?
Yes, sir. She's quite hysterical. We can't make out what's wrong.
I put her in 9A. It's empty. Oh, this is Dr. Marlowe, Mrs. Forsyth, our medical director.
All right, nurse, leave it with me. Come, come, Mrs. Forsyth, it can't be as bad as all that.
You don't understand. You just don't understand.
Well, why don't you try and tell me to see if I will?
But what have I done? Why? I don't know why.
Try and pull yourself together, Mrs. Forsyth.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't realize
that. That's all right. Now, tell me what's upset you.
It's my husband.
Yes, what did he do?
Acted so strangely. It was frightening.
Oh, in what way, Mrs. Forsyth?
Well, I came early, as I promised to bring him some clean pajamas, and when I walked into his room...
Hello, darling. They told me I could go through. Mm. How are you?
All right.
Brought you some clean pajamas. Oh, it's so dark in here. Why are the curtains drawn?
Don't leave them alone. Leave them alone, you fool.
Darling, why are you covering up your
face? Get out. Leave me alone. Get out.
Oh, you've had a nightmare. That's what it is. You'll be all right in a moment.
Go away. Can't you understand? Go away.
Darling, it's me, Laura, your wife. What is it, darling?
Can't you understand English? Get out. Get out.
He ordered me out as though I were a perfect stranger.
How very unpleasant for you. Nurse will give you a tranquilizer, Mrs. Forsyth, and I'll go along and see your husband. Go away. Go away, whoever you are. Why can't I be left alone?
Good day, Mr. Forsyth. Let me introduce myself. I'm Dr. Marlowe, the medical director.
Oh, well, come in if you must.
Yeah, a bit dark in here, isn't it? Shall I open the blind?
No, leave it. I like it this way. The light, it hurts my eyes. Yes, that's right. The light hurts my eyes.
I see. Is that why you reacted so violently when your wife opened the blinds? It was painful to your eyes.
Yes, yes, that's right. It's so painful. Just had an operation, you see. It's still in pain.
May I look at your eye?
No, the light.
Yes, of course. Well, I'll just use your bedside lamp. Only for a moment, Mr. Forsyth. If, as you say, it is painful, then I'll leave instructions to keep your room darkened.
Oh, yes. Yes, all right, then. Oh, the light!
It won't take long. Hmm, yes. Yes, I see. There, is that better?
Yes, yes, much.
All right, Mr. Forsyth. I'll tell Sister to keep your room darkened at all times.
May I come in, Dr. Marlowe?
Of course. Sorry, I was a little preoccupied. How's our patient in Ward 4A? Still in pain?
In pain? Dr. Marlowe, if that man's in pain, then I'm a dustman.
Of course he's not in pain.
Then why the darkened room, the big act?
Because whether or not he's really in pain at the moment, he's a patient. And as such, we're responsible for his physical and mental health.
Mental health?
Tell me, Brian. Would you consider Mr. Forsyth a mature, well-balanced adult male? Before these incidents, I mean.
Well, yes, I suppose, sir.
Therefore, if a man like Mr. Forsyth finds it necessary to put on such an act, it won't harm to humour him a little.
I see, sir. Have you any idea what causes the fixation? I haven't.
Nor have I. I had hoped it would work itself out, but no sign yet.
It's 3 days already. Forgive me, but how long do you intend to let it go on? He's due to be discharged soon.
Well, I had thought of visiting him sometime today, but I've been so busy. Just out of curiosity, Brian, what sort of impression did you get of Mrs. Forsyth? Would you say she loved her husband?
Oh, very much. That wasn't an act she put on the other day. She was genuinely hurt and shocked by his attitude, and he still refuses to see her.
Yes. I thought it wise under the circumstances not to force the issue. Another point. Did you get an opportunity before the operation to see Mr. and Mrs. Forsyth together?
Oh, yes, several times.
Did you observe any antagonism between them?
Not at all. In fact, they appeared to be a well-suited and extremely compatible couple. You saw her under unfortunate circumstances. She's a very attractive woman, really, Dr. Marlowe.
I know. I asked her to call and see me to discuss this problem with her husband. She certainly gave me a completely different impression than the first time I met her. Most apologetic for her hysteria. I'd say that Walter Forsyth's a very lucky man.
Well, he doesn't seem to think so.
I'm expecting her any moment. Hello?
Mrs. Forsyth to see you, sir. Can I send her through?
Oh, yes, please. Will you excuse me, Brian? Mrs. Forsyth is here.
Of course. Oh, good heavens, look at the time. I have a round to do.
Oh, go through that door, will you?
Oh, right.
Good morning, Mrs. Forsyth. Come on in. How nice to see you. Do take a seat.
Thank you.
Are you all right? You're looking rather pale.
Yes, I'm fine, thank you.
Good. You phoned asking to see me. What can I do for you? Still worrying about your husband?
Well, that's rather understating things. I'm going out of my very mind.
No,
it's not just his refusal to see me. It's this letter.
Letter?
Yes, came this morning.
From your husband?
Yes. He tells me he wants a divorce. Dr. Marlowe, what has your hospital done to my husband?
Mrs. Forsyth, may I give you some advice?
Certainly. What have I to lose?
Go home, take a sleeping tablet, and get a good rest. Ignore this letter.
Ignore it? Well, what kind
of... This letter contains the words of a man who's psychologically disturbed. I don't believe he means a word of it.
Do you mean that he's insane?
Of course not. It is just that his reasoning powers are slightly and temporarily off balance.
Oh. Do you think this has been caused by the operation?
In a way, yes. A kind of side effect, you may say. That is, if my theories are correct. And I'll try and confirm this before I can take steps to straighten out the matter.
Oh, Dr. Marlowe, if only you could.
I'll do my best. Meantime, you take my advice. Get some sleep. Because you'll want to see your husband looking relaxed.
And more smokers turn to Rothmans. Rothmans king-size filter. Because of its superb quality, better tobacco, finer filter, and true king-size flavor, Rothmans king-size filter is the largest-selling king-size Virginia cigarette in the world. Rothmans king-size really satisfies.
Which are the eye drops that hold America's Good Housekeeping Award? Igene. Which are the eye drops that contain 7 separate ingredients known and respected by eye specialists? Igene. Which eye drops come to you in a blue bottle to ensure laboratory freshness for every precious drop? Igene. So, which eye drops should you choose for your eyes? Of course, Igene. Your eyes will know.
Eyes that are pretty, eyes that are bright, sparkle with beauty. Igene.
Famous in the eyes of the world.
Igene.
Good afternoon, Mr. Forsyth. How are you feeling today?
As well as can be expected, Dr. Marlowe. Please, would you close that door, the light?
Oh, certainly. Oh, my goodness, it is dark in here.
After all that lovely sunshine. Ah, it's wonderful outside today. Birds singing, butterflies fluttering. The garden's at its best.
Really, you should see it.
Please, Dr. Marlowe, aren't things bad enough without you talking...
Sorry. It must be difficult for you.
Difficult? Do you think it's fun lying here day after day with nothing to do? I can't even read.
Just a little more time and you'll be up and then you can take a stroll in the garden or visit the other patients. There's Mr. Gaskin just along the corridor. He's quite a wit.
Oh, yes, it'll be great. Except for the small fact that I can't stand the light.
Oh, that'll be altered soon. You'll be as good as new in no time.
As good as new? Oh, that's a laugh. What is it they call articles which are incorrectly manufactured? Defects or irregulars? Yes, that's it. Irregulars. That's what I am, an irregular defect.
I don't understand you, Mr. Forsyth. Your operation was successful, was it not?
As an operation, yes.
Yes, but what, Mr. Forsyth?
Oh, nothing.
Mr. Forsyth, I came to tell you that from tomorrow, your room will not be kept in darkness during the day.
But why? My eye, have you forgotten? My eye, it hurts, the light.
Your eyes had plenty of time to heal. And according to Dr. Simpson's reports, is no more sensitive to light than usual. You must start leading a normal existence sometime, Mr. Forsyth, and the sooner the better. In a few days, you'll be discharged. And you can't lock yourself in a dark room for the rest of your life. Surely you realize that.
Normal existence, words, words, words. How can I be normal
your
like this?
Your operation was a serious one, admittedly. But you were fortunate. The growth was non-malignant. There's no likelihood of a recurrence.
Perhaps it'd be better if it were. Perhaps it would be better if I died.
Mr. Forsyth, you should be ashamed of yourself. There are many people in this hospital who were and are far more ill than you. And they bear their ills with bravery and fortitude.
Yes, but they don't have to bear with this.
This what, Mr. Forsyth?
With this. With this. Would you call this normal?
I don't quite know what you mean.
Are you blind? Can't you see? Look at my face, my eye. Is that normal? Go on, look at it. Can I lead a normal existence, as you put it, with a twisted face like this?
Of course the operation has put some unnatural pressures on your facial muscles. But in time...
In time. What am I supposed to do in the meantime? Do you think I can bear people staring at me, whispering?
Mr. Forsyth, you're exaggerating this defect. It's not nearly as bad as you seem to think. And with your wife by your side...
My wife! Oh, my lovely Laura. I think I can say with certainty that there's no other like her. Do you think I would settle her with this horror? How do you think I'd feel to know how repulsed she was by the sight of this face at her side, across the table in the same house? I felt sick myself when I first saw it.
What do you intend to do?
I'll obtain a divorce. I'll go away somewhere. Somewhere where I can be alone.
I don't believe there are any more desert islands for sale, Mr. Forsyth, if that's what you're after.
It's a good thought.
You can't run away from life. There's a way of catching up with you. And most of all, you can't run away from your wife. She loves you.
Yes, she loves me. And I love her. That's why I can't do this to her. That's why I must go away, set her free.
And if she doesn't want it, doesn't want to be free?
She will. If it's what I want.
Perhaps you're wrong. Perhaps you're...
Disfigurement, Dr. Marlowe. Let's not trifle with words.
What makes you think your so-called disfigurement will disturb your wife?
Of course it will. She's normal. Any normal person is repulsed by ugliness. Why else are witches and devils and wicked people pictured as ugly, grotesque things? It's human nature to associate ugliness with evil and to be repulsed by it.
Well?
You admit it.
You've overlooked one important factor, Mr. Forsyth. The fact that the human mind can at times see what it wants to see.
I don't understand.
It's regularly a complaint of a acquaintance of mine that her husband never notices when she changes her hairstyle or makeup or loses weight or puts it on.
So what's it got to do with me? I don't know what you're getting at.
I spoke to her husband about it one day. Do you know what his answer was? I'll tell you. He said, "Oh, Maggie always looks the same to me, just like the day we were married." They've been married 45 years, Mr. Forsyth. You know what? I believe if you were to ask your wife, who loves you so much, whether you changed at all, her answer would be just the same. I'd stake my reputation on it.
I want to believe you, Dr. Marlowe, but I can't.
Tell me, Mr. Forsyth,
If your wife were involved in an accident and suffered some disfigurement, what would your reaction be?
Yes, but that's different.
Is it, Mr. Forsyth? I think not. Look, how long do you think it would take your wife to come down here?
About 10 to 15 minutes.
Hello?
Dr. Marlowe here. I want you to get Mrs. Forsyth. Have you her number?
Yes, sir.
Good. Now, let's find a place to sit. Here, we can pop into this room next to your husband's. It's empty.
You mentioned discharging, Walter. Is it likely to be soon?
Yes, in a day or two.
Oh, but I thought...
Do you mind if I open the window? It's a bit stuffy in here. Ah, now, Mrs. Forsyth. As I'm in rather a hurry, I know you won't mind if we get on with the discharge papers. What's your husband's height?
5'10".
Weight?
180 pounds, I think. Well, he was when he weighed himself last.
When were you married?
December the 11th, 1957. But, Dr. Marlowe, I don't...
Is his mother and father alive, or either?
Mother only. Dr. Marlowe, I can't see why you have to ask me. Walter could have...
Oh, but there are some questions I couldn't have asked your husband. We need a close relative for them. Such as this one here. They require a detailed description of the patient.
What in heaven's name for? I can't see...
Oh, you know how it is these days. Everything has to be written in triplicate. Sometimes I think it's not worth it.
Oh, yes, of course. I'm sorry, Dr. Marlowe. What else did you want to know?
A detailed description of your husband.
Well, he has dark, straight hair, slightly grey at the sides, blue eyes, aquiline nose, fair... Would you mind if I close the window, Dr. Marlowe? There's a bit of a breeze blowing on my back.
No, leave it. It sticks. Needs fixing. We won't be much longer now. You have, of course, seen your husband since the operation.
Well, yes. Until that day.
You never noticed any change?
Well, yes.
Yes. What was that?
At first his eye was covered, but when the covering was removed, I noticed, of course, that the operation had left some marks.
Yes, of course. But did that worry you, Mrs. Forsyth?
Worry me? Well, naturally it did. When I thought of all the pain...
I mean, were you repulsed in any way?
Repulsed? Oh, Dr. Marlowe, are you repulsed by your patients, by the sickness all around you? Of course not. Then how could I possibly be repulsed by looking at my husband's wound? Besides, I think I only looked at it once.
What do you mean by that, Mrs. Forsyth?
Well, when the bandage was first removed, naturally I examined the wound to see how it was healing. But since then, well, I haven't really noticed it.
You didn't find your eyes drawn to it?
I don't know...
Mrs. Forsyth, don't think I'm being nasty, that there are some people who can't stand the sight of disfigurement.
Dr. Marlowe, when I look at my husband, I see him as a human being, as he is... inwardly. And when he looks at me, if I were to compare my first impression of him with the man I know today, they'd be completely different. Then I'd judge by his outward appearance. Now, well, he's the man I love, and nothing can change that. It's got nothing to do with looks.
Yes, I understand what you mean. But there are some people...
Laura, darling. Oh, darling Laura. What a fool I've been.
Walter. Oh, Walter. Should you be out of bed like this?
Darling, can you forgive me? I must have been mad. All this talk of a divorce. My fears about my face.
Excuse me, I must get back to my office.
Brylcreen makes the most of a man, because Brylcreen makes the most of a man's hair. Brylcreen
Cream puts life into dry hair, gives it natural, lasting control. Brill Cream makes the most of a man. Brill Cream.
In Berlin, wherever you go, whatever life is fresh, vital, international, you meet Peter Stuyvesant, the international passport to smoking pleasure. Elegant, exciting Peter Stuyvesant. Rich choice tobaccos, so much more to enjoy. Light up a Stuyvesant. You'll be so glad you did.
U gaan verlief raak op die BMC Mini, want die 1000cc engine het genoeg krag om die koue rillings te laat kry. Fyk remme om die veilig te hou, gee 50 myl per gallon teen 50 myl per uur om die geld te bespaar, afdraai vensters om die fris te hou en 'n paar mantige fatsoen om die trots te maak. Die Mini wag vir u by Close, die mense wat sorg vir u motor.
Hello. This a new patient?
Oh, yes, Dr. Marlowe, casualty case. I'm afraid he's very talkative from the anaesthetic. We're putting him in Ward 5.
Oh, well, it might be wise to knock before you go in and nurse.
Oh, yes, Dr. Marlowe.
I suggest you close the window.
Oh.
It's quite fantastic how sound carries from that room to Ward 4A. I suppose it's the way the windows are placed.
Of course. It might disturb Mr. Forsythe. And we can't have that happening.
Oh, certainly not. We don't know what sort of problem it could cause. Or cure.